Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my Wild Country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
When I say, should we bring our swimsuits? You say, well, yeah, weather permitting.
With Dusty Hera.
I didn't get into college. Check me out. I'm kick-ass.
And Cam Cleland.
I almost joined a frat in college myself, but they tried to make me chug a 40.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
Put my nuts on the table, and then I did the damn thing.
Yeah, buddy. We're getting some great fashion trends here.
How about this one?
You today, Texan,
Reebok pumps.
Oh, worst. So good. Oh, I love
Wait,
them.
It says no. It says best. I'm sorry. Best Reebok pumps.
It's about to slap
worst
you.
Pump up bras. False advertising.
That's true.
I don't think that's changed much.
No.
Now they call them lifted. I don't know what they call them. I don't know what they do.
Oh, do they?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No, I go into I do the shopping thing. I go into Victoria's Secrets and browse.
You know, that's
make sure
thing.
I do that. I mean, there's nothing more awkward than doing that though, because I want to. You know,
I never had a pair of Reebok pumps, and that makes me sad.
I never did either, because there was one kid that bought them, and I can remember it. It was 1990, and the one kid in my entire school of, I think we had like 800 people in our school, 780 or something like that. They were $185 in 1990, and I remember him showing up to school with them on. Didn't play basketball, just an average Joe, walked in with those shoes. Everybody knew who he was by the end of the day, entire school.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
$185.
Right, which is why I wasn't allowed to have them.
That's how much they cost.
Did you remember they had like knockoff brands that did them too? So I had a pair of Cheetahs that were, they had pumps on the side. Yeah, they were not nearly as cool.
Wow.
I know.
Cheetahs, huh?
Well, and we were like growing up around here in Oregon, like and back in the day, everybody that lived around here knew somebody that worked at Nike.
Surprise.
So it was like you found a way to get into the employee store, and that's just kind of the way it was. You had a guy who knew a guy that got you in.
Get you in there.
And so just everybody, if you leave this town, it's amazing to walk around. And if you leave like the Northwest and the state of Oregon, if you walk around how many different variety of shoes are on people's feet, because in Portland, there's like, you're looking at three big shoe brands.
Yep.
Nike, Adidas, and Teva. I think that's about all you see on
and
the feet
with
of people
socks.
All of them with socks, including the Tevas.
And yes, just to answer your question on the text line, the jeans were inside the tongue so you could see the pump.
You
had to go, and it was a big tongue.
Otherwise, there goes your status item.
Yeah, it was like, you know, Gene Simmons' tongue.
Hammer pants coming in.
Yeah.
There is a radio show host in this building who's actually on the air right now who just texted me, so I don't know how or why he's listening.
Who is?
But we'll leave him nameless
leave him
at this
nameless?
Time.
Who?
but he says parachute pants, and that was yours
that was
as well. Yeah, I mean, parachute pants.
Multiple zippers. All my homework went home inside my pants.
Yeah.
Seriously, I just fold. Remember when you homework were just little sheets of paper? I folded
Forget
them all.
A backpack. I've got these pants.
That's what I did. I folded up all my homework and put them in my pants and went home.
Hey, he's outside the studio looking in. The guy who just texted me, and he agrees with you.
Yeah, put all my homework in there.
Say hey, put the homework in.
Why would you need a back? There's no such thing as backpacks when I went to school.
Okay.
You carried your Trapper Keeper.
Here's a good one about
Trapper
the 90s.
Keeper.
Here's the good one about the 90s. Trapper Keepers are great.
Yeah.
Zipper or Velcro?
Peachies. Inside the Trapper Keeper. Yeah. Peachies. The athletic peachies.
Yeah. I had a teammate.
Zipper. Oh, Velcro. Are you kidding
Velcro
me?
Velcro.
It was always Velcro. Velcro was as fast as you can get your shoes on with the zips.
Yeah. It took way too long. Zipper always get caught.
Way too long.
I had a friend in college, a teammate in college, who said, I think I went to trainers, like, I think I'm dehydrated. I can't practice. And she goes, well, how do you know? And he said, my pee looks like a peachy. She was like, what?
What does that mean?
And he's like, what? And then oh. And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, you are really dehydrated. Yeah, like that. Good. That like deep gold.
Where's
like,
the, where's the Chip Kelly?
My
where's
pee looks like a cheap peachy.
Where's the Chip Kelly hydration chart?
Right?
Right.
Here's another one from the 90s. Guess overalls. Do you remember when guys and girls, mostly girls, but guys would wear overalls?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, guys, no. Girls, yes.
I remember guys. I mean,
guys
girls,
would overalls. Yes. Oh, my wife. I got pictures of her. Strap, one strap.
Oh, yeah. I got them over with the little shorties.
Yeah, I remember like Crisscross doing the whole backwards overall thing and being like, man, those guys are way too hip for me.
Yeah.
Acid wash jeans, Canadian tuxedo has to be the worst.
LA gear.
I had a pair of LA,
LA Lights shoes. Yeah.
Multiple shoelaces. That was Shaq's deal. Multiple shoelaces.
Okay, I remember when I was like in elementary school, British Knights were banned from our elementary school because of the gang connection.
What?
Yeah. Because like
that's right. I forgot about that.
Wow. And I remember my dad going, do we have any fifth graders in a country elementary school that are in gangs?
Well, it is. Mm. Yeah.
It's a time.
Back to the overpriced concert apparel. Did you see the guy that said he sent his wife to a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert and she came home with a $65 tank top that's never been worn?
What?
See, that's what I'm talking about. When you go to a concert, look. When you go, oh, wait, you're not going to Hall & Oates. No. When you go to a concert, check out how much these things cost.
That's robbery. That's like going and getting a beer at the Blazer game.
That's like buying a beer for your entire row.
I don't know if this falls under best or worst fashion trends. Leather Fila fanny pack.
I don't remember those. Leather Fila. I remember Fila. Fanny packs. Remember Fila? I know Fila.
Fila was huge.
Fila was big.
You know they're fanny huge packs. In like Eastern Europe?
Well, fanny packs are big for wrestlers.
Keep your steroids somewhere.
Well, it's got to be quick. Accessible.
Fanny packs are coming back.
Merces.
No.
Fanny satchel.
No, I'm not satchel. Kidding. Google fanny packs, dude.
JaVale McGee is trying to lead that revolution.
No, we've had this discussion before.
Hey.
I'd rather wear a fanny pack than a merce or a satchel.
So someone here says white painter pants. Is that a thing for you guys?
I had white Levi's. Did do the white Levi's. Yep. Hmm. And I rolled them up at the bottom, folded them over, and did the three rolls to keep them tight at the bottom.
No wonder you didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, and then I alternated my Chuck Taylors with red and turquoise.
I like that.
One red on the right, turquoise, always red on the right, turquoise on the left.
That's a look and a half, right? Well, what about when they get dirty? Then you have a brand new pair.
That's what I'm saying. A rotation. Switch them. Never together, always alternate colors.
Huh. All right. Regrettable brand, Bum Equipment. Bum, rip-off, Gap.
Bum, Gap, rip-off.
You know which girls were the fancy girls?
God,
when they had
t-shirts.
The Gap sweatshirt.
Yeah.
When they were, you know, they wore the Gap sweatshirt, and that's how you knew that she was a fancy gal.
Remember that Calvin Klein trend, too, where everyone had the CK shirt?
CK.
Mm-hmm.
Little C, big K.
Mm. What was your first cologne, speaking of CK? Oh, because CK was one that...
Skin Bracer.
Excuse
what?
Me?
Skin Bracer.
I have no idea what that's called.
That's aftershave.
Oh.
My dad, at age 8...
Yeah.
7, 8, 9. He would always throw in my stocking every Christmas.
Yeah.
Some Skin Bracer.
I mean, how old were you?
Skin 7, 8, 9.
Bracer? What does that
skin
even
bracer.
Mean?
Why
skin
did you
bracer?
Need
are you bracing
shaving
for
aftershave at
you know,
7, 8,
he
9?
He just felt that if he wanted, my dad was a Skin Bracer guy.
Is it like Brute?
Brute. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Brute, but he just make sure it's the aftershave.
Yeah.
And you had to go just slap it on.
Yeah.
And you feel real good.
Yeah.
And then it was the first one I actually really purchased that I did was Ducard Noir.
Ooh.
Rocking it.
Yeah.
Rocking it, a little spritzy.
Yeah. There was, this is like, they're coming in now. Cool Water. Cool Water was big. Polo.
Polo.
Was big. My first was Lagerfeld. It was my dad's.
The smell of wood?
It's like my dad. It smelled like a cowboy.
Cowboy.
I smelled like an old man when I was a child.
Yeah.
I got Bullhead because it was from the Pacific Sunwear shop. It was like surf company.
Bullhead.
And then number two, the Michael Jordan brand.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan brand.
Where the big selling point was baseball brand baseball leather was part of the smell.
Well done.
That's right.
I am an Old Spice connoisseur now. Big fan of Old Spice.
Does anybody, do a lot of people wear cologne still? How's the cologne industry doing?
It's got to be doing well. Smells are important. Smells are good.
I got a nice bottle for Christmas last year.
Did you?
Mr. Burberry.
Expensive?
I don't know. It was a gift.
Gosh, I remember I got my mom a Christmas present of stuff called Poison. It was a fragrance.
What a horrible thing to get your mother.
It's called damn expensive. It is a high-end fragrance.
You got your mother. You literally got your mother Poison for Christmas.
Yeah. I think my girlfriend got me something called Obsession. Obsession?
So the Clelands are walking around in Poison, Skin Bracer, and Obsession.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Did this girlfriend say,
these sound like charges levied against you.
Yeah,
the JNCOs made another appearance on the line.
That's got to be the worst fashion trend of all time.
I had a pair.
Time.
The 23-inch leg openings.
Of course you did. Because here, Buck, okay, I had cousins from the Bay Area, and they all dress like idiots,
like,
man.
Like idiots, yeah, we did.
I mean, the Bay Area was a whole nother thing. I mean, it had a whole thing going on there. All right. All right, a lot of people got Calvin Klein. Good
no you fear just shirts. Hit me with this one, the No Fear shirt.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Oh, and then I had the Bad Boy Club sticker on the car.
With just the eyes?
Did you?
In the
windows.
No,
was it the guy flexing?
Guy flexing.
Yeah, guy flexing. Bad Boy Club.
I was a bad boy.
Did you also have Calvin peeing on the Ford logo?
I did not.
Oh.
I didn't do that one. But that's a good one. No, it was a No Fear shirt. In Bad Boy Club.
How about the cologne scent Gravity from Rite Aid?
That's true. All right, 55305. Let's get maybe talk some college football and some of these funny texts that we're getting in. Oh, Stussy. Do you remember Stussy? It wasn't just a brand, but that damn S was everywhere. That was like, that was suburban graffiti is what Stussy was. All right, what anonymous coaches are saying about their rivals in the Pac-12. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. I have one more. Remember Lucky Jeans?
What do you mean? I still have Lucky Jeans.
Inside the zipper, Lucky You.
Oh, yeah, I still have those.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Lucky You.
Remember Lucky. They're still, it's like remembering Levi's. They're still here.
Inside the zipper. What?
Brands that are never going to leave you.
Nike,
Levi's.
Yeah, I don't own a pair of Levi's.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have one pair?
Mm-mm.
You don't have any 501 button flies?
Nope.
What's wrong with you?
Nope.
Americana.
Mm-mm. Don't
fix,
have them.
Fix that problem.
Well, I do have a pair of Levi's, but they're not like jeans.
But you have a pair.
I have a pair.
Yep. See?
Got them. So yep. Maybe there it is go. Levi's.
Bingo.
okay. What else do we have? Oh, coming up at the end of this segment, I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
And next segment,
yeah.
Stay tuned, because intern Christian.
Pitchforks are up.
Arizona State, he's in the Cronkite School of Journalism, right? Isn't that what it is?
Walter?
Walter.
Walter?
He's in the Cronkite School of Journalism. He will be joining this radio program. He's been working behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what he's been doing. He bleeped out that whole Jarvis Landry thing yesterday.
All 35 bleeps.
It was like a lot of bleeps.
Yep.
Bleeps, creeps, and sweeps.
But other than that, I think he's taking a lot of naps here. But we will have him on as we give him a farewell, as he's going to drive down to Arizona State
Tempe,
to start the school year.
In Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, where I heard it's not hot at all.
No, it's kind of the desert.
My gosh. This is sweatshirt weather compared to what they have. But he's going to come and join our show, and he will have the update sitting in for Buck. So get ready, 6 minutes from now. Athlon Sports does something, and they do this every year, and I love it. I don't know how they get this access and who all they're talking to, but they have a segment or an article every single year where it's called Pac-12 Coaches Talk Anonymously About Conference Foes for 2018. And they get somebody that goes out and collects anonymous quotes from all of the coaches around the conference about other teams. And I think this is, I think it's brilliant because you get a more real approach of what it is, and you get to see kind of what coaches feel about the other schools in the conference. So I want to read, we'll go Northwest schools, and if we have time, we'll do some others, and get your feel on do you think they're hit the target or kind of missed the boat on some of these things?
Okay.
We'll start with Oregon. Willie Taggart put things on a better path, but no one's certain how much of what he set up on offense will carry over under Mario Cristobal. It's hard to talk about them and not mention the injuries on offense last year. They could have had a completely different season on the back end and helped carry the defense through. Injuries just really showed how thin they were.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I don't think we realize what had happened to Oregon until they started losing games, a lot of games. It's recruiting, pure and simple.
Yeah.
It's the lifeblood of what we do. If you're not recruiting, you're not getting better. It wasn't just 1 year with Mark. They struggled to get players like Chip and his staff did.
Okay.
I mean,
it's real. I mean, that's a blanket statement when you say recruiting is the lifeblood. I mean, everybody understands that. Yeah. But the depth issue, certainly, it caught up to Oregon very quickly.
Let's see here.
Scrolling.
Yeah,
scrolling.
A lot of them are kind of along the same lines.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, they were a different team last year with the healthy quarterback, Justin Herbert. He's a difference maker. He's a lot better than most realize because we're way out here on the West Coast. And if you're not winning, no one's watching. He's the real deal. If he stays healthy, they can win 8, 9 or more games. He's that good.
Yeah, I agree.
Justin
Herbert, you could easily say he could swing you from 4 wins to potentially 9 wins. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Easily. That's how good he is.
Yeah. They have a ton of starters returning, and you have to feel for the guys who are hearing a third voice in front of them, in front of the table in 3 years. If they can find that mix of confidence and guys who want to play instead of playing out of the sting or protecting themselves for the NFL, that stuff happens all the time in coaching changes. If they can take a big step, if they build a little bit of momentum. How much do you think of that? Like, they got a lot of guys returning, but do you think buy-in is an issue with having your third coach in 3 years for these juniors and seniors and some redshirt sophomores?
That goes without saying, I think. I think it really does. The importance of having stability, because the emotions of a different position coach, moving, hearing another speech,
right.
You're going from a Willie Taggart speech, from a Mark Helfrich speech, to a Mario Cristobal speech, all these types of guys coming in and out. If you were a freshman with Mark Helfrich, mm-hmm. and you're now a redshirt junior, what have you been through?
You've been through 3 head coaches, man.
And you want to tell me that you're going to believe anybody right now?
Well, you could be a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, so coaches. You could be a true junior or a redshirt sophomore. So that's a big deal. It is a really big deal because stability and understanding this is the same guys. We're here, they're comfortable. You're different terminologies, all the things that are going to be integrated. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. that one's on the Ducks. Also, the Justin Herbert thing, I think there's a lot to that. A lot of people are scratching their heads and calling the quarterback class weak because I think a lot of people say the same thing about Drew Locke at Missouri because they're just not very good.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's going to be getting a lot of buzz as the season goes on, especially the Ducks start.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, there's rumblings that he's a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm. All right. That program couldn't have hired a more perfect person for the job. It's not just that Jonathan Smith is a great offensive mind. He is. He's an alum. He knows what it takes to win. He knows what the people, what those people look for and what they hope for, what they'll need to get behind. Mm-hmm. He's a young guy, a tireless worker, and a guy who's invested in that program from long ago.
True.
These are a lot more. When you think about this.
Yeah.
Think of how high we are on Oregon and how low we are on Oregon State. And then when I read these, it kind of sounds like there are people not too high on Oregon. Listen to the ones on Oregon State. Jonathan Smith bringing Mike Riley with him means they want to close the ranks. Maybe that will work, but they're in a division that's only getting tougher. They need team identity. Who are you going to be on offense? How are you going to recruit recruit to defense when you've got Nike money against you in-state and national title contenders in the division? I mean, that one's a little bit negative.
Mm-hmm.
But this one says, I think it's a benefit to Oregon State in the short term that Smith and Riley are natives and consider the area home. While Oregon lost a coach to a Florida school and replaced him with another Florida guy, you've got a former walk-on as your head coach.
Yeah.
I think you could sell that to the high schools in-state.
You can. You can sell it to here in Oregon, but those of you that understand, and everybody does, is that the lifeblood is outside of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep some good local talent, and then that's important. But you're right. In my opinion, it's an advantage to have a little bit more of a local connection, not just for the fans, but for maybe some of the players.
And mind you, these are from opposing coaches. Yeah. Here's one, and I want to know your honest opinion. Do you side with this coach? You watch the tape, and they have players. You can see talent. I think a lot of it has to do with the lack of trust between players and coaches. Gary Anderson didn't just leave for no reason. There's an internal strife there. And that's where Jonathan Smith will make the biggest difference. He'll get everyone on the same page, players, coaches, administration.
Yeah, no question. There was no buy-in anymore. There was none. There was no belief in Coach Anderson. And I know we did not know of it, but even the staff, the internal turmoil, the frustration, the disconnect, it happens. You could have the best, most athletic group of dudes, but if you don't have buy-in, it's over. It's over. Once you lose the locker room, it's over.
And that's the thing, is that they looked like a team last year that didn't have that talent that they're talking about. You know, like when you watch the tape, you're like,
didn't care.
Gosh, where's that talent that you're coming? Mm-hmm. And that does come from buy-in.
Yep.
And you're watching guys that you go, individually, you could see some good efforts, but as a whole, mm-hmm. they were kind of just doing their own thing, kind of looking out for me.
Right.
During that season last year. Those are interesting quotes, though, from coaches about both the programs. And when you hear kind of what they're saying about Washington and Washington State, you get much of the same feeling, too. You get an honest look and impression of how these coaches feel. For Oregon, it's all about, from what those coaches were saying,
mm-hmm.
do they buy into a third coach in 3 years? Can they get that national recruiting back up and get those guys to turn around? Because you have the quarterback that's there.
I question this, but mm-hmm. do you think there would be any players on that Oregon roster right now that think, man, we got another guy that's, you know, he's not from here.
He's a short timer.
He's not a West Coast guy. He's not a guy in the South. I mean, I'm just thinking as a question. I mean, do you think there are anybody out there that are that are thinking a little bit? And I don't know Coach Cristobal personally, so, and I believe that you always want to believe somebody's 100% in.
Yeah, he's wanted to be a head coach since he got canned at FIU.
Yeah.
And to say, like, the whole he's not from around here thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I always buy into that. Urban, I know it. I know.
Urban Meyer was from Ohio, and he won national titles at Florida, and he was the coach at Utah before that.
I will just go back to my connection with, you know, Don James. I know RIP, but he was an Ohio guy too. No connection at all to Seattle. What?
Yeah.
No connection. I mean, this happens.
Yeah.
It's just part of when they find their home and they dig their roots in. It doesn't matter if you're from Timbuktu.
Yeah. Well, what is interesting here is that a Florida guy just burnt them.
That's hard to swallow. No, that's difficult. That is.
There may be something there, but with Mario Cristobal and what he's been able to sell and the fact he stayed and he said, I don't want to go anywhere, I think that goes a long way with those guys. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. We will be joined by our intern, Christian, who we bid a farewell to. But first, he has an update, filling in for Buck. Here's Christian with SportsCenter. All right, 8:36 Thursday morning. Dusty here at Cam Cleveland. We're joined by intern Christian. Hey, golf clap. Golf clap. That was a great update, man.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Uh-oh.
Buck, you want to turn his mic on for
him? You're already doing better than Buck.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you, I appreciate it, Dusty. It was interesting.
Were you nervous?
Absolutely.
You were terrified, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I've been practicing all summer for it. You know, Prod 3 over there. I've been practicing updates
all the
time.
So that's what you've been doing.
And yeah, I haven't been taking naps yet. But I've been practicing updates. And this morning I've been putting together the podcast for Buck working on the updates. So I was ready to go.
No. Christian, you've done a good job as our intern.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You've done a lot of good job getting audio, doing promos and stuff.
Christian comes every morning at 5:15
on the dot.
15
on the dot
every
just
day,
right there, man.
Doesn't that
so
suck?
Consistent?
A little bit, but you know, you get used to it after a while.
Do you?
And
Cam's still not used to it.
Well,
when I went to, I had classes at ASU early in the morning, and to get downtown, you have to fight through traffic and find a spot to park downtown for free. So I had to leave my house at 6 a.m. every morning just to make sure I got a spot for my 8 o'clock class.
Yeah. Wow. Where the hell do you live?
Tempe. I live in Tempe, and then my classes are down by the have you been to downtown Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
My classes are down by the professional stadiums just up the street.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like it's normally like a 10, 15 minute drive when there's no traffic, but with traffic, it's like 30, 45 minute drive. Plus, there's no parking downtown. So
all the struggles of a young college student.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $8 for
parking.
Get a bike.
Yeah, get a bike.
Yeah, you're right.
It's only 115 degrees, Christian.
Actually, it's only 105 with thunderstorms next week. So.
Oh. Yeah, dude, get a bike.
It's not that bad. They're actually on a cold front right now.
Do you like ASU?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, the Cronkite school is incredible. The best part about
I thought you were going to say the Chronic is incredible. No. What?
Okay. Come on, Christian. You're in college. Give us the inside here. Come on.
Come on. I don't want to hear about the Cronkite.
I don't need the Cronkite.
It's hot down there in more ways than one.
Is there anything good to look at?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good things to look at, especially when you go to the football games.
Yeah.
You know, the ASU cheerleaders on the sideline.
Yeah, get us this old man right now.
It helps distract you from what's going on the field.
Right.
Because ASU football isn't exactly the best, especially since I got there.
Yeah.
When Jalen Strong left, I think my first year was after he got drafted in the NFL.
Right.
And so ASU's football team has been, as you like to say, Cam, a garbuncle.
Okay, that's good. So are you a college, if you're going to rank some of the team or just rank sports, where does college football rank for you?
I'd put it, so I go NBA first.
Mm. Really?
NFL second, and then college football third.
Wow.
Because I'm of the mindset, I like to watch the best of the best compete.
Okay.
And it doesn't get any better than the professional level.
Mm-hmm.
And I love college football. I love watching Oregon State football, but, you know, they've been kind of irrelevant the last couple years.
Mm. I would call last year.
Yeah, that would be irrelevant.
And so I'm a Saints fan in the NFL, and they've done well the last couple years. And
again, another Oregon person with a random team he's a fan of in the NFL. I love it.
Well, yeah, I don't classify myself as a Seattle fan. We don't.
It's
in
good.
Seattle.
No, I mean, own it.
And
who dat?
Exactly.
Who dat nation, who dat? Baby?
Who dat? All right, but you ranked NBA number one. You're a big Blazer fan. You went to Jesuit.
Jesuit.
So send your hate texts in right now to 55305. Better you today. Text on.
I'm also a Heat fan.
Wait, what?
I'm also a Miami Heat fan.
Christian,
what is wrong with you?
I feel like this is going everywhere.
Big Alonzo Mourning. Yeah. Shaq fan.
Okay. So growing up, one of the first players I ever watched was Dwayne Wade at Marquette.
Oh, okay.
And
one of the first players?
Yeah.
my God.
Wow.
I feel old.
I started watching basketball. The first NBA Finals series I watched was the Pistons-Lakers, like in complete entirety.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so that was right around the time I started watching sports. The first Super Bowl I remember watching was the Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl.
Oh.
So that kind of gives you an idea of how long I've been watching sports, just right around that area. I grew up watching English Premier League soccer, actually.
Yeah.
My dad's from England and the soccer coach at Jesuit. So.
Nice.
Nice.
I grew up with a huge soccer background.
Yeah. Okay. But you do like the Blazers, right?
Oh, yeah. I love the Blazers. Yeah.
But you just love the Heat more?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had the opportunity when I was in high school. So we did, Jesuit has JCTV, which is like a student-run broadcasting club. And I had the opportunity with one of my good friends to interview Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, okay.
When he was in town, because he's an alumni of Jesuit. Yeah. And that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
So it's not just you just like the Heat because of the connection with that. There's a little bit of
with
that.
With the connection with Eric Spoelstra, sure, and then because of Dwayne Wade, he's my
loyalty.
Favorite athlete.
Yeah. Okay.
But for the Blazers.
You got a hot take.
Yeah. You have a
you got
blazing
something.
Hot take. Cam and I believe everybody except for Dame is untouchable.
Mm-hmm. What's your take?
I think everyone on the Blazers should be traded or let go, except for Zach Collins and Anfernee Simons.
Okay.
Why?
Explain to me in less than 30 seconds why.
Because you're not going to beat any of the teams in the NBA currently with this current construction of the roster.
Any NBA teams.
You're not going to beat Golden State, Houston, LA, Boston, Toronto, Philadelphia, Utah.
Well, yeah, you can. I mean, this team was the third seed last year, Christian.
But they got swept out of the playoffs.
Yeah, yes, right? That is
so
very
true.
So
if you get rid of all your talent, you're taking the 76ers approach, correct? So are you, okay,
trust here's the process.
Let me ask you this. Are you a fan of tanking Do you think tanking is real? Do you think it's credible? Or do you think you should just homegrown your talent and free agent?
See, the problem with that is right now Portland's being sold false hope. They're being sold on a team that, like, the city of Portland thinks is going to contend for an NBA championship, but they're not. Golden State's far and above, and Buck can speak on this, that Golden State's far and above the best team in the league, and Portland's so far away. I think even if they added, like, Kawhi Leonard to this current roster, they still wouldn't be able to.
So you're kind of a rings or nothing type mentality. Either get in the ring, you're in the ring battle, or you're nothing.
A deep playoff run.
Okay.
But they haven't. When was the last time that they made a deep run? I mean, I don't really qualify the second round and getting bounced by Golden State in five games as a deep run.
Yeah. This is one thing to me, though, that, I mean, there are people that feel like, I don't know about getting rid of everybody except for Dame. Or everybody, Zach, including Dame, except for Zach Collins. But I think there are people that say, you're not going to win the title. Just let's restrict this thing down, and then we can go and win. My thing is, if you're not going to win a title, get as close as you damn can, because your fan base can leave you. I mean, they can leave you real quick.
Your team can leave you, because your owner also has no next of kin. We'll probably sell the team in the next 5 years, and then where are you without a team? Because you know why I can speak to that? Because, I'm a Sonics fan. So be careful what you wish for. No, I mean, I was. Sonics, but be careful what you wish for. When you say you want to gut a team and you don't want anything to think of it, you're a one-horse town here, right?
Yeah.
You're a one-horse town. You don't have baseball. You don't have NFL. You don't have anything to fall back on. You alienate your roster, not only alienate your fan base. Next thing you know how fast teams up and leave nowadays?
Yeah, and you know what? This texture on the Better You Today text line says, Kevin Durant agrees with Christian on the Blazers and title hopes. Just ask CJ McCollum on the pull-up podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, you guys aren't going to win a title. Like, what do you... Let the guys at the top deal with the top. I just think you want to be as close as you can at the time when that thing blows up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the hard part about the NBA right now, is that it seems like the Lakers are lining up to take that spot. Yeah. You know, once the Warriors can't afford it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the discouraging part, is that there's these teams that are already lining up and jockeying for that position.
And I think the Blazers are in a tough position right now, especially with their contract situation, to improve the roster.
Yep.
And if you can't compete, do you just move on? Is that how it works?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you just going to, if you're as a fan of this team, are you just going to be content with making the first round and losing in the first round? I mean, they're kind of like that mid-2000s Atlanta Hawks team, where they were kind of stuck in no man's land, like right in the middle of the draft. So you can't really get a good player.
Yeah.
And you're not good enough to where you're competing in the conference finals or finals.
Basketball purgatory.
Yeah.
I think, though, getting to a conference finals, I think that should be the goal right now. And they're a long ways away from that, though. To everybody's point. Christian, good job.
Oh boy.
Safe drive back to Arizona.
Yep, I'm ready to go. I've got the radio.com app downloaded, ready to go. Listen.
Oh boy.
Kennedy the Fan and the Dusty and Cam road trip there, playlist.
See?
Ready to go.
He's a company man already.
Not a kid.
All right. We'll put a bow on the show, get you set for the day on the Fan. Coming up next, 8:46. We're going to talk about sports today.
Anybody go to the concert? You out there listening? Anybody go?
I bet.
Last night?
I bet some have.
And if you did, you're probably sleeping.
How many nights are they going to do?
I think there's two shows.
Two shows.
Two shows.
Somebody on the text line said they went last night. They're going to Hall & Oates tonight, and then they're going back to Seattle for Pearl Jam again tomorrow night.
That's a run there. Don't the Eddie Vedder is the reason for the 90s music that all sounds the same. Every singer. And it stopped at Creed.
We had an entire show where we proved it by playing a different song from a different
every
artist.
Every band sounds like Eddie Vedder.
All right. We talked about something earlier today. Do I want to go taller or shorter? I'm going to go, who's shorter, John Oates or Paul Simon? This is a close race.
John Oates.
I'm also going to say John Oates.
Don't you dare do the ding button. Your ding's not working. Just do whatever. Do the... Well, 5-3 and 5-2.
No, John Oates at a towering 5'4", is taller than a 5'3" Paul Simon.
Okay, so it's an inch. It's,
man, that was close.
That's why I said it's close.
Battle of the Little Guys. And if you've never seen it, go watch the music video to You Can Call Me Al, where Chevy Chase and Paul Simon are in the music video together. Mm-hmm. It's just those two. Chevy Chase is 6'4".
6'9 with the afro.
Paul Simon, 5'3". And it is, he looks like he's about 10 inches tall. You don't realize mm-hmm. how much a foot and an inch is until you see those two standing next to each other. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, they're smaller people.
You but don't say,
doesn't change
Cam.
Their artistic ability.
No, it doesn't.
Still can jam it out on that guitar.
Okay. Inch for inch, best music duo of all time, Simon and Garfunkel.
Milli Vanilli.
5'3 and 5'9. Garfunkel's 5'9.
Guys.
But he looks tall compared to Paul Simon up on the stage. Do you think his entire career, Paul Simon's actually been playing a ukulele?
Probably.
Instead of a guitar? Probably.
I'll tell you what, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what Maneater was. But boy, that song still gives me that, whoa, here she comes. She's a Maneater. It's kind of my mantra in life.
What is it? What is a Maneater?
Those of you that are married know what a Maneater is.
I'm married.
Yeah, we're all married. They eat your soul.
Is that what that means?
That's what they do. That's what they do. Oh, they take over. Yeah. As some men will say, they take half.
Hmm. Well, that's the divorced men.
Yes, they will.
It's half the men out there.
And some men take half too. I thought we'd be equal here.
Yeah.
We're just simple.
I found this. There has been an arrest made in the break-in to Scott Frost's garage.
I saw this.
A 17-year-old idiot girl. Was found with Oregon Duck shoes, the Jordans that were believed to be stolen from
Scott
Frost.
So he didn't just misplace his stuff?
No, he did misplace his championship rings, but they say $50,000 worth of shoes, football helmets, and artwork were taken in the burglary on July 29th.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You'd think he'd have a camera up, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Some of the shoes were for sale online.
Smart criminals.
Morons. Tips poured in on Facebooks and Crime Stoppers.
We're not going to get away with it. Hey, let's put it on eBay.
Plus, you're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah,
it's like 40
criminals
people
are idiots. They're dumb.
Yeah. All right. Up next is The Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, during break, 3 to 5, primetime, then 5 until whenever it gets over. Seahawks football, baby! It's football season! Have a great one. We'll see you Friday right here on 1080 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.